Welcome to all of you this morning. I know that many of you are here because of your mothers, to honor them. And so I just want to welcome each of you here. You may wonder how this message could be a Mother's Day message, and it's not specifically that. I've been doing a number of messages about why I need Jesus, and I really felt led to have this message this morning. And we're going to look at this, and we'll relate it to mothers as well. But I confess this morning that I need Jesus because I need a helper. And we want to look at that and see how that is, what kind of a helper and so on. One of the first questions I have to ask myself is, do I need help? The first thing that comes to mind when I ask that question is a little child, and they're trying to tie their shoe or something that they're trying to learn to do, and you go to help them and they say, I can do it myself. And you know they can't do it themselves. You know that it's just not going to happen. They need help. One of the problems that we have is that we don't need help. And I've talked about this before, but so often the way we live our lives is, I live my life. And things are going as, you know, just hunky-dory and the way I like them to go. And so I'm living my life, and all of a sudden, bam, I run into something, or something runs into me, and I need help. And so I run to God and I say, God, help me. Jesus, help me. And He stands me back up on my feet, and away I go again on my own. So the question I have to ask myself is, do I need help? And along with that then, what kind of help do I need? What kind of help am I looking for? Am I looking for help that only shows up when I get into a bind? Or am I looking for help on a continuing basis for my life? We can ask ourselves too, where might I find the kind of help that I'm looking for? If we're looking for the kind of help that just shows up when I get in a bind, God gets a little tired of that. In fact, He told the children of Israel, you know, I've been here and I've talked to you and I've helped you and I've done so many things for you, and you don't want to listen to me, so you're on your own. You can handle it yourselves for a while. See how it goes. God is not that kind of a helper. So we want to think about what kind of a helper God is this morning. In our context, in our culture, when we talk about a helper, we think about somebody that's less than what we are. If we're laying bricks and we've got a helper, that helper's going to carry the bricks, that helper's going to mix the mud, that helper's going to bring the mud, and whatever else we need, put up scaffold, whatever, you know, they're going to do all these things for us, but we're the bricklayer. That's the concept that we have in our society about help. That's not what we're talking about this morning. So what I want us to think about, and we can think about this, I want us to have two pictures in our mind as we go through this message this morning. The first one is our mother. And I want us to picture ourselves as a child reaching our hand up for our mother and allowing them to help us, allowing her to help us. I want us to get that picture in our mind. And many of the things that we talk about this morning about God are going to relate to our mothers as well. Some of you may have a lot of pain in relationship to your mother. But all of us have a mother. And when we were young, There was something in our mother's heart that wanted to help us. However messed up they might have been or become, at that time, they wanted to help us. And so picture yourself, your mother's heart wanting to help you, and you reaching up your hand and allowing your mother to help you. The other picture that I want us to have in our mind is us reaching up to Abba Father. God, I need your help. And us placing our hand in His hand and allowing Him to help us. And we want to look at a number of ways that He offers to help us and a number of ways that we can expect His help as we look at this morning. This word help is an interesting word. It simply means to surround, to protect, or to aid. In the King James Version, it's translated as succor, which is to help or to help. It's interesting. One of the first verses that talks about help is about man when God created Eve for him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, he says he's going to create an help meet, an aid. It's not quite the same word, but it's taken from the same word, an aid. So our wife is an aid for us, and not the kind of thing that we can look down on or that kind of thing. So I thought that was interesting in relation to this message. Now, here's something that I find very important and very interesting. God is waiting and watching to help us. Do you know that? Do you realize today, right now, and all through our lives, God is watching and waiting to help us? There is none like the God of Jeshurun, and that's referring to Israel, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help. In other words, it's the picture, God is just traveling through the heavens looking to help us. I had to think about Elijah and the prophets of Baal in contrast to our God. Elijah told the prophets of Baal there on the Mount Carmel, he said, maybe your God's sleeping. Maybe your God's gone on a journey. Maybe your God is just too far away, can't hear you. Maybe your God has gone to the bathroom. Something's going on. Your God isn't answering. Maybe you'd need to cry louder so He hears you. And they cried all day long, cut themselves, did all kinds of things to try to get Baal to answer them. Nothing happened. But the minute that Elijah prayed to the God that we're talking about this morning, fire fell from heaven and consumed the sacrifice, and consumed the stones, and consumed the water, consumed it all. God was watching and waiting, ready to help. His hand was reaching down, and when Elijah reached up into the hand of God, God was there and something happened. That's the picture that we have here. There's none like that God who rides upon the heaven in thy help and his excellency on the sky. His presence is there. He's waiting and watching to help us. Secondly, God helps the helpless. Psalm 10, verse 14, he's talking about all the wicked people in the world and the things that they're doing. And he says, God is there to help the fatherless. God, you're there. You're the helper of the fatherless. And this is not just the fatherless. James talks about the fatherless and the widows. But God is there to help the needy. And He's watching and waiting to help them as well. And so when they reach their hand into the hand of Abba Father, they receive help. help comes from the presence, from the very presence of God. Psalm chapter 20, verse 2, send help from the sanctuary. Where the very presence of God is. You're there, we're here, but you're sending your help to us from your very presence. For the children of Israel, this was a very, very real and vivid picture. Because they knew what the sanctuary was, where God dwelt on the ark between the cherubims. And they knew that the presence of God was of utmost importance. In fact, the army of Israel at one time decided that they would take the ark of the Lord along with them to battle because that would guarantee their success. And when the ark of the Lord came to the battle, the children of Israel shouted with a shout so great that it shook the earth. They knew that the presence of God was awesome. Now, they lost the battle because their hand was not in the hand of God, even though they had brought His presence there. Their hand was not in His hand, and they lost the battle. But God is our help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Zion was Jerusalem. That was where the ark was, where the presence of God was for the children of Israel. And it's a picture for us. God's presence is there. And as we reach our hand and put our hand into the hand of our Lord Jesus, into the hand of the Father, help is there. Psalm 28, verse 7 says that when we trust in God, it results in help. This is a key. Because when we picture putting our hand in God's hand, we're saying two things. We're saying, I need help. And we're saying, I trust you to help me. Right? When we placed our hand into our mother's hand, we trusted her to help us. When we place our hand in God's hand, we're trusting Him to help us. So trust is an important key in this thing of getting help from God. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. You notice how many of these verses we're looking at are penned by David, the man after God's own heart. He realized the importance of placing his hand in God's hand. Because of that, my heart rejoices greatly. This is a verse that I've loved for a long time. It's such a beautiful verse. God is a very present help. I want to break this down for us just a little bit. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Life is full of trouble, in case you haven't learned that yet. I'll just let you in on a secret. Life is full of trouble. Job said that. It's just going to happen. Of some kind or another, trouble is going to come our way. So, we need help. So, let's just look at this a little bit. God is a very present help. Now, if God would have told us, or David would have written this and said, God is a help in trouble, that would have been enough, wouldn't it? He's a help in trouble. But he says it to us like this. He's a present help in trouble. Back in the days when I was in school, at least the younger days, they used to have roll call. How many of you remember roll call in school? The teacher went down the list and she said, Harold Carpenter. And I said, present. If I didn't say present, that meant I wasn't there, right? So, present, that means you're here. He's here. God is a present help in time of trouble. He's here. He's not somewhere else. He's here. And I don't know what that means to you, but that gives me so much comfort and so much strength. No matter what trouble comes, God is there with me. You remember when your kids were little and they were scared at night? And they thought there was something under the bed or in the closet or whatever. And you went in and you showed up, and as long as you were there, they were not scared. They were okay. Why? Because you were present. You were there. And that's the way God, that's the kind of help that God is for us in trouble. In time of trouble. He's present. And not only is He a help that's present, but He's a very present help. A very present help. I like that. I like that a lot. It gives me even greater strength and comfort. God is my help. And David talked about that over and over in the Psalms. But here he expresses it in greater depth, in greater meaning. A very present help. That's God. And so I can reach up my hand because He's right there. And He's so interested and He wants to help. He's there for us. God is not too late to help, or He doesn't get there too late. Psalm 46 verse 5, that same chapter. God is in the midst of her. He shall help her, and that right early. How many of you ever have had an experience where it felt like God didn't show up on time to help? Anybody? Come on. How many of you have had an experience like that? I think most all of us have. We have this experience where we say, God, I need help. And we don't hear anything. We don't get an answer, and it doesn't feel like we're getting help. We've told Him kind of what we need or what we think we need. God, I got to have this by this day. God, I got to have this done. And He's like, doesn't say anything. Look at this verse. He shall help her, talking about Israel, and that right early. Now, whose terms are the right early on? My terms or God's terms? God's terms, right? And you know what? When that help comes, we recognize it as being right on time. Right on time. Maybe not immediately, but at some point we'll see that. God is always right on time. He's not waiting because He's not interested. He's not waiting because He's figuring out what to do. He's not waiting because He's got other stuff to do. He's waiting because the time isn't right yet. When the time is right, He'll be there with the help that we need. God helps us for His glory. One of the things that happens with us is we get this idea that life is all about us. It's about me. God's done all this for me. Life is about me. Everything's supposed to happen for me. Oh, no. Back off. Stop and take a chill pill and think a little bit. Psalm 79, verse 9. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of Your name. That's what God's help is all about. So when I reach up my hand and say, God, I'm putting my hand into Your hand. I want You to lead me. I want You to guide me. I want You to help me. I am saying, you're greater than I am. You need the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. That's part of what we're saying when we stretch out our hand to God for His help. And that's important for us because we get twisted in our mind. We get to thinking, this is about me. God's helping me because I'm this or I'm not that or whatever. No, 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 no. God helps us for His glory. That's an important thing for us to remember. God's help sustains us. Psalm 118, verse 13. David's talking about how people tried to kill him. It could be referenced to Saul. King Saul threw his spear at David on numerous occasions, tried to pin him to the wall, and David escaped. He said, they've thrust sore at me. It could be a spear, it could be a sword that they're trying to cut him, that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord helped me. I don't know what you're facing in life, but I want you to remember something. Whatever enemy that is that's at your door, God will help you if you'll reach your hand into His hand. Where does our help come from? Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? And it's kind of a question. I'm looking up toward the hills. Where does my help come from? Does it come from the hills? No. My help comes from the Lord. I'm not looking to things around me to help me. I'm looking to Him above me for my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I don't know if you remember this, but I believe it was Ernie Mumaugh preached a message from this very scripture the night before 9/11. And I've always remembered that. My help cometh from the Lord. And it was interesting how as a nation, all of a sudden we recognized that our help had to come from God. Not from ourselves, not from our own might, not from military might. It had to come from God. Sadly, we've forgotten that again. Now, when God is our helper, fear must go. Now, it's really easy for us as a little child, when we were laying in bed and we were scared and we said, Mom, Dad, and they came and they held our hand and prayed with us and talked to us and showed us there's nothing in the closet and nothing under the bed and all that stuff. It was really easy for us not to be afraid at that moment, right? It was okay. But you know what? We get older and our fears get bigger. And the light being flipped on or the closet door being opened doesn't chase our fears away anymore. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do to me. Wow. Talk about overcoming fear. Talk about a strong hand. Something that gives us help. Do you have that kind of help? So that you're to the point where you can boldly say, I'm not going to fear what man can do to me. They can persecute me. They can torture me. They can kill me. It doesn't matter. My hand's in the hand of God. And I am safe. I am protected. I am cared for. I am loved. I am His. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not. This is God speaking. For I am with thee. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will help you. I'll uphold you. It's the picture is there, you know, we've got, he says it's with his right hand, so we've got our left hand in his hand. He's holding us up. When God holds us up, nothing's going to take us down. Nothing's going to overcome us because God is holding us up, right? So we've got our hand in his hand and he says, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. You can trust me. Isaiah 41:13-14. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. In the other verse, he said, I'll hold you with my right hand. Now he says, I'll hold your right hand. So we can reach our hand up and we know that he is saying to us, fear not, I will help thee. Don't be afraid, I'll help you. There's lots and lots of stuff in life that brings fears. I don't know about David. I suppose he's got some butterflies, but he's not a guy that gets scared too easy. So I don't know if he's got some fears about going to Malaysia. I would. People that I don't know, a different culture, just unknowns have a tendency to make fear in our hearts. God says, don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'll help you. And that's not just for David, that's for all of us. When God is our helper, condemnation must go. Fear must go, condemnation must go. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 9. Behold, the Lord will help me. Who is he that will condemn me? Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who have their hand in his hand, and he's holding fast. No condemnation for those whose help comes from God. Just remember something. Condemnation, shame, and guilt are tools that Satan tries to use to shut us down and shut us up and make us fear and not trust. God's help lifts us above those things. It lifts us out of the miry clay and sets our feet on a rock. When God is our help, we're witnesses for him. Over in Acts chapter 6, verse 22, we have this verse here that describes what was happening in the early church. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing to both small and great, saying what the prophets and Moses have said. When God is our helper, we are witnesses for him. I like that. When I place my hand into the hand of God and say, Abba, Father, you're my helper. That's not demeaning. That's taking a lower place. And then we begin to share with others what our helper has done for us. What he's done for us. He delivered me from all my fears. He's delivered me from condemnation. He's delivered me from shame. He's delivered me from guilt. He's changed my walk into a walk of joy and blessing. And we could go on and on with what he's done for us. And we share that with those around us. That's how we're witnesses of what he's done for us. God is my helper. Let's stand together for prayer. And you may just want to thank your mother, those of you that have your mothers still living. You may just want to thank your mother for the times when she reached her hand down and was your helper as well. Thank you, God. We're blessed. We're so very blessed that we can come to you and find a very present help in time of trouble. And I confess this morning, O Lord Jesus, O Father God, Abba Father, I confess that I need you. I need you as my helper. I am not able to make it at all on my own. Whenever I try, I make a mess of things. And I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, that when we've made such a mess of things and we come to you and we say, God, help me. Help me. I need your help. You're right there. You're right ready. And you help us. We thank you for that, O Lord. We thank you for the privilege we have to come together, to fellowship together, to eat together. We pray you bless the meal. I pray you bless the singing. Lord, that your name could be glorified, that as you help us, we could glorify you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, I give to you.